Hello, this is Terrible Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's good, everybody?
Hope everyone's having a good Sunday evening and is having a nice restorative, relaxing time before we embark on this new week. So today we have a little something new planned. We haven't done this before, but we're going to listen through an album in its entirety that neither of us have listened to, and just kind of give our thoughts as it plays. So that last song was a little preview, because the album is Nintendo Soul by Terrence Martin, and that was From My Heart and My Soul by Terrence Martin. So
one of the songs that we both are into. I mean, the whole album's good. He's been a consistent artist that just produces good music, creative, jazzy, soulful, and things that, yeah, like, he's someone that we want to hear an album from. So excited to check it out. What's the first one called?
Yeah, so the first one is called, again, the album is called Nintendo Soul. Came out in September 13th, so it's been out for around a month, but neither of us have listened to it yet. And to start us off, the first track is The Bag of Wooden Nickels.
Thank you.
It's getting pretty scary. I'm thinking way too much. It's probably cause she getting married. It's not her fault. I didn't do what's necessary. From January to January, we could've been legendary. As far as I'm concerned, I'm retired, I won't love again. As far as I'm concerned, she's just tired, not in love with him. But I know she is. As far as I'm concerned, she just said, oh, yeah, I know, pretend. Waiting on me to bust right in and save her like I'm Superman.
You want to read off the names of those persons? I can't see it from here.
Yeah, that was Solo. And that was featuring Aaron Ray and Elena Pinderhughes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really familiar with the second person, but...
You talk about that. I mean, the first song was cool. It was super repetitive, but...
Yeah, that was a nice,
not
like,
in a bad
intro.
Way. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely, like, an intro track.
It set the tone. Know? I mean, to me, it sets the tone as very... It's going to be laid back. It's going to be a little jazzy, but also just kind of typical R&B feel.
Yeah. I really like that Solo song. I feel like Aaron Ray, he's kind of always a feature on some of Terrence Martin's albums.
Yeah.
And they always come together well.
Yeah.
Like his voice just kind of fits with Terrence Martin's production style. So that one's definitely going in the light songs.
That's what's up. That's what we're looking
Bang.
For.
Bang. Just got liked. What else? You got any more thoughts or should I just keep it rolling?
No, I mean, I'm excited to keep going. I think.
Yeah, I'm excited, dude.
So far, the first two songs were both like big enjoyments for me.
Yeah, same. This is already better than I expected.
It's good for this time of night, too, you know?
It's I think I'm going to be listening unwind. To this.
Yeah, this is the future of our streams.
For real, we're looking at the future of our
listens. Of our on repeat playlist. So right. That's always fun to be building. That's what's this next one called, bro?
This next one is called Veggie Patty.
Who's on it?
Terrace Martin and 808 Vic.
All right, Veggie Patty.
Not familiar with him, but let's see what his story is. All right, enjoy. It's Veggie Patty.
I feel something, right. Indie buck like Tame Impala. Chasing dough. Shorty keep it cool like the back of the bus. If she won't go, then I must. Give her some room, we gon' stir up the mush. Then she drop the lower than us. Baby, can you keep it low, 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 low? Baby, can you drop it to the floor, 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 floor? She said, baby, give me some more, 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 more. And I'ma take it back to the Lord. If I read lips, I would be remiss to know I might miss you going coyote Wiley. But ain't no controlling how you feel when you're in the moment. If you read lips, you would be remiss to know you might miss me going coyote Wiley. But ain't no controlling how I feel when I'm in the moment. But the movie frozen and I can't let it go much longer. But it's quarter to noon, you change the tune to match the ways I read the room. So if you're speaking on me now, I might assume that you got your own ways to read the room. Like flowers in October, you'll later bloom. So if you're speaking on me now, don't change your tune. If I looked you in the eyes, would you felt that way? Would you said them things? Weren't looking for disguises. Yeah, you took them falls, yeah, you counting them days. For the times it was easy to play these games. Like Simon say you lied on me, say you cried on me. Cause if I read lips, I would be remiss to know you might miss me going coyote Whitey. But there ain't no controlling how I feel when I'm in the moment. Don't know where it's going, but I know it's real, yeah. I don't need open the way you love me still. Cause I read the room. If you're speaking on me now, I might assume that you got your own. Change the tune. Don't speak, don't leak, but you don't want out in the open. I love you for wherever you wanna be.
All right, I'm gonna assume that one was called "Read the Room."
Yeah, that was "Read the Room."
That was
following Veggie Patty.
From the first true, we strayed off in the wrong direction. I think at least from our reactions here. I mean, not
what
not,
was that?
I think from the first two songs, we've strayed in the wrong direction a little bit for our likings. I mean, those two last two songs.
Yeah, we weren't feeling those two ones as much.
"Read the Room" was just not too original. And what was the other one called?
Veggie Patty.
Veggie Patty. That one, it had like kind of an Afrobeat thing going on. I like that. It was a little different.
It was interesting. Cool. Yeah, I'd give that another listen.
I would give another listen. The lyrics weren't particularly
inspiring.
Yeah, or driving me into a deep state of curiosity or anything, but it could just be a sensual banger. So
true, true.
Next up.
But yeah, "Read the Room" was a skip, unfortunately. But we'll see. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Next up we have "The Possibilities of Impossible."
I like the name.
I feel like this one might be... This has no features, so maybe it'll just be an instrumental.
That would be cool. I could rock with that.
Yeah, it looks like maybe there's like a couple interludes on this album. But yeah, we'll see. So the possibilities of impossible.
All right, I got a little taste of the next one, but we wanted to jump in and just, I mean, that one was cool. I like that one a lot. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. He's mixing it up a lot. I feel like we've mm-hmm. covered many different vibes so far.
In yeah, the it's first, almost like five this consecutive last songs. Song was kind of like the part two of the first song on the track, you know? The first yeah. one was laying down a little futuristic, simple, jazzy instrumental, like super simple. And then this one was the improvisation section of that tune.
Yeah, yeah. This one was definitely kind of improvisational.
Yeah. We were talking about what when we, I don't know, it's just like when we'd listen to it, it's definitely a...
Yeah, what do you think? How do you think you'd listen to that?
I mean, I think honestly, just straight up listening to it, closing your eyes and listening to it, it's kind of nice. Like,
yeah.
Allow it to just take your mind on some path.
I feel like it's pretty like, what's the word? Kind of like minimalist enough to the point where like you could put it on the background, but then I feel like you'd be missing out on like some of the details, you know? Because it's not just like a backing track. There's plenty of like little flourishes and stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. It has a voice singing through it.
Yeah. So yeah, that was good. That was The Possibilities of Impossible. Let's see, that we're about like halfway through. That was it. That was the fifth song. There's 11 total songs. So
gotcha.
I don't know. We'll see how the pacing goes, but keep it going. Next up is Forever, and this is Terrence Martin and Ninth Wonder.
I've been really feeling your energy for the past few minutes we have been in this room together. I've tried to talk to you. I've tried to sing it to you. I think it's about time I play it for you. Thank you.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park.
Okay.
Sorry. Some technical difficulties in reading this. To find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Get outside. It's nice. Did it today. Felt great. Sorry.
Oh, that was a good one. That's a nice one.
Yeah. I run into giggles while I was trying to read it. The website is discovertheforest.org. And you can find a forest or park near you and, you know, discover some cool things to do there. That last tunes was cool.
That was a bop.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was a little more poppy. Listen.
Yeah. A little more fun.
Had kind of a funny interlude, too.
Yeah. And then just the sax playing the melody. I like that.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this album so far. I think I'm definitely going to listen to it again, you know? Which... I feel like maybe like half the albums I listen to, I kind of just never listen to again.
For sure.
So this is good so far. And I like that one a lot. What's your halfway point assessment?
Same. I'm excited to keep exploring. And then there's a few tunes, like 3 or 4 tunes so far that I'm definitely going to go back to. This last one, the one before that, the first one. Not all the names are sticking with me, but... But yeah, I'm excited. It's always fun finding new music like this that you can just get into. And, you know, the first listen, you never really get to know it fully. So it's nice to go back and, you know, you might find a song that you thought was bad originally and be like, wait a second, that is genius, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to find what those hidden peaks are in this.
Mm-hmm.
Last one was clearly just like a hit.
Yeah, that's kind of the hit.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a good placement right in the middle.
We're gonna find some deep cuts.
Yeah, we got 2 explicit songs coming up. Just a warning for everyone in case you have sensitive ears, but that could
content
that
warning
could mean some more
bangers.
So yeah, we're gonna
also.
See
it looks
up.
Like one of these maybe it was a single or something because it already has 1 million plays while all the other ones do not.
Gotcha. What's it called?
But called Madness.
Gotcha.
Second to last song, but
right,
or maybe
well,
it's just
because
of the feature. We'll see. Yeah, that last one was Forever. Terrence Martin and Ninth Wonder. We're gonna keep it going. We got Confusional. Oh, it has Buddy on it.
Nice. That's a rapper I like.
All right, Confusional playing now.
Play that.
For the silver tree, yeah. Try to find a great escape. To run away, run away, run away. It was fun before the gray clouds, before they recreated themselves. It doesn't seem sensical. The promise it's all in my mental. Sparked from a reality that never was meant for me. Am I delusional? I get confused, you know.
I get confused, you know.
Sometimes I get confused, you know.
I get confused, you know.
Oh, sometimes I get confused, you know.
I get
so much trouble on my mind. It's hard to decide sometimes. Yeah. Trying to take hold of my life. I wish I had no problems. Yeah. Tears building up in my eyes. Real niggas cry sometimes. It's safe to say nothing when it ain't shit to say. If I'm feeling that you're giving me,
I get confused. I get confused, you know.
broken mirrors, glass on fire. At this point, I can't tell who's higher. Me or we, me or we, me or we, me or we. Smoking mirrors, glass on fire. At this point, I can't tell who's higher. Me or we, me or we, me or we, me or we. Nowadays, reflections are full of deception. Why keep it real when real is rejected? At it with the pressures of being accepted. Fuck it, be with the extras until it's respected. Respected. I know. Sun don't shine, then sun won't glow. Cause I'm reaching for the sky while drowning in the light. I know. Getting high to forget my lows. Falsifying to hit my goals. They won't care long as my wrist glows. Smoking mirrors, glass on fire. At this point, I can't tell who's higher. Me or we, me or we, me or we, me or we. Smoking mirrors, glass on fire. At this point, I can't tell who's higher. Me or we, me or we, me or we, me or we.
Sick. I like those last two a lot.
Yeah, those were definitely two hits.
Kind of still following the, like, I don't know. The first one was called Confusion, all right? And
no, yeah.
And that one was cool. And honestly, the second one was more the one that was getting me a little confused. The lyrics in it, I mean, like, it was kind of cool, like a cool progression. I don't know. Yeah. The lyrics in the second one was like, smoking mirrors, me or we, me or we. You know, it's like, it's kind of like confusing, like the me and we, and I don't know, like, are we or are we me? Are we individual? Are we all together collectively? Are we the mirrors?
I feel like,
I don't know, just like confusing, like, ideologies and perspectives bouncing off of mirrors. I like that idea. And it was repetitive, like a mirror bounce. Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Mirror. Bounce.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts right now, but I think I'm definitely going to listen to that again.
Yeah, that last one, Smoking Out and Mirrors, I liked a lot. The first one was cool, and I would need to listen to it again to take a more opinion on, but the second one I thought was very, it hit in my mind, it hit like and connected to some things I've been thinking about recently, just like identities and our like roles and who we are and things like that, and it was kind of like the me or we section. I don't know, that just I can't just articulate my thought yet, but like something in my, like,
it was unlocking something.
Yeah, it's unlocking some idea that I've been developing over the last few weeks, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm glad Terrace is thinking the same thing.
I feel like something interesting about this is like there's such a range of different features, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely contributes to the kind of variation that's going on. Like, I feel like a lot of these songs are, I mean, they definitely have, like, some through line in the overall vibe, but, like, there's just a lot of differences in, like, structurally, and then also just, like, with the different vocalists, like, kind of creates a different mood.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like those last two songs are pretty different. You know?
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure I'd be able to say what the streamlined message across this album has been.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of maybe a weakness of albums that have a variety of different features.
Yeah. I mean, or it's a strength, depending on how you look at it, you know?
Right.
What are you looking at for an album? What are you trying to get out of it? This is not the traditional album, but it could inspire a whole other sector of thought and enjoyment, so I don't know, that's kind of the nuance of music these days, too, is that unpredictability and I think it's a cool album to be listening to, because each one, you don't really know what's coming. So it keeps you in, and it also satisfies a different little pleasure spot of your brain when you get to the next riff. So
yeah,
I think that's cool.
It's definitely very, like, melodically satisfying. You know?
Simple melodies.
Yeah, pretty
My
simple
jazz
melodies.
My teacher was saying that, like, keep it simple in your improvisation and just try to search that melody. You don't need to do too much, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not doing too much, but it's good.
Yeah.
There's still definitely some, like, cool creative flourishes and stuff.
Yeah, it's very creative.
All right. We're kind of speeding through this, so we might have some time for some bonus tracks at the end.
Yeah, some bonus terrorists or some bonus terrorist inspired.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, maybe some inspired songs. But yeah, this one is Can I Love You? Third to last song. We have three more to go. So let's listen.
What's the matter? It's all yours. Don't be scared.
Baby. in a rush, you gotta have it. Looking in the mirror like what happened. Don't know what happened. Ooh, damage. Trying to find the beauty in the madness. Smoking cigarettes, you gotta have it. Looking in the mirror like what happened. Don't know what happened.
That was madness. And the last one was Can I Love You. Those two, again, mixing it up.
Yeah, random.
But these were kind of interesting. These were a little bit more of a kind of a sensual vibe.
Yeah.
I feel like the last one was kinda sounded mainstream. Like Michael Jackson.
That was the first one, Can I Love You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Madness was kind of a mainstream type vibe.
Madness. It's catchy. It's like, that's probably going to be the one that's playing in my head because it's one of the last ones, and it's a catchy one. It's strategically placed.
That's
right there.
The one that already has Madness. A million listens. Let's see if it was a single. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Does not appear so.
I guess it was just the immediate hit.
Oh, no, it was.
It looked like you released a few tracks.
It was the first single.
Yeah, it released a couple of them now.
All right, so
I mean, it's just our last one.
We got one more song. This one, 6 minutes long, so I don't really know what to expect, but it shall be interesting. And it's called Love Crenshaw Mix.
Cool.
Thank you.
right. That was the last track of the album.
That was called Love Crenshaw Mix.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was musically nice, but it wasn't anything unique. I didn't feel it was, at least here, and for the first time, I have to go back and give another shot, but.
Yeah, it was just kind of wandering.
Yeah, it's nice. It's improvisational jazz, kind of, you know, it's doing its thing, it's doing its soul.
So overall, I'd say it was a positive listening experience.
I agree.
And there will definitely be some songs on there that I are going in the like songs. Gonna go in a playlist or two.
Yeah.
And I think that means that that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite, you think, that stood out to you?
I think the Smoking and Mirrors was...
Smoking Mirrors,
yeah.
Okay. I think mine was either Solo... Probably Solo, but definitely going to have to go back and listen, give the other ones another chance. So, yeah, so we've got a little more time. We've got enough time for, like, two more tracks. I think we're just going to keep it on the Terrace Martin theme.
Yeah.
And play some of our favorites that we have listened to before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just to send it off, again, this is Terrible Tunes. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Toss Free From Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody who's on right now. We appreciate you. Come back next week.
Much peace.
We've got some ideas in the works for different types of shows. So, yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Next up is For Granted by Dinner Party. Terrace Martin, Robert Glasterber, Kamasi Washington, Ninth Wonder, and Aaron Ray.
And that's going to be followed by Beige, another Terrace Martin tune. Have a good night, everybody.
I keep seeing you in my mind. Ain't believed it all this time. Wasn't looking for love, I found you. Now anything else won't do. You remind me of something I never had. Life on another planet.
I'm on the day with Ben.
Where the sun come after the moon, it's how I'm chasing after you. Something I never had, life on another planet.
the sun come after the moon. It's how I'm chasing after you.